All Eyes on Fishing with Mitch Peterson, Josh Sheldon, and Brad Qualley, leading you to the next level.
Hey everybody, welcome back to All Eyes on Fishing. Tonight we have a guest with us, and we're going to be talking about, it's kind of the boat series we've been talking about on Brad's new boat. And I'm in the market. I'm not sure when the hell I'm going to be getting one, but I know a guy. Yeah,
well, maybe. Or tomorrow.
And I was just sure wanted to talk about it.
Yeah, well, this week we ventured from you getting a new one to I'm going to put a different motor on and make it faster.
And go faster than you. Yeah, because you were talking shit.
Well, but, so wait, that's a whole separate podcast.
It is.
And it's going to be a good one.
It will be.
So we've had a lot
of
correspondence with people on these boats.
It's nonstop. We can't even keep up with all the emails and comments and stuff. So, but Randy Wagner's in the house tonight. So he is a guy that... He's been fishing tournaments for quite a while. He's working with Bass Pro and Mercury. Great guy. I've known Randy, I don't know, 20 years we've known each other probably.
20 years.
Yeah.
And you guys met at an Asian massage parlor back in the 90s, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you were there.
So yeah, Brad met a lot of guys.
Yeah. So Randy just recently got a ZV20. So I'm like, with a Merc. And I'm like, perfect.
Well, why did he get a ZV20 with a Merc?
Well, he's going to talk about why he went with a ZV,
well,
where that
why.
Entered.
You went with it, but why did he get it? What's it a part of?
It could be both, moron. Let
no,
him talk.
What it's
so, Randy. So, Josh, give him a minute. Randy, introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about what you got going on.
Well, my name's Randy. Like he introduced me, Brad and I have known each other for quite a while. Actually, Brad, you're part of the reason why I walleye fish.
Yeah.
We were
I remember taking you out on the green piece.
We went out on the green boat, and I was driving. You didn't have a truck or something, and the state patrolman caught me on the way to your house and asked me if he was going to catch me speeding again because you let me go. And I asked him if he was going to follow me down to your house. Just get out of here.
You probably would. We were going walleye fishing.
We were going walleye fishing. I think your kids caught some bass. I don't think we caught any walleye that day, but... So that's it in a nutshell. We've been walleye fishing since about 2000.
Yeah, it was right around there when you came down. And at that time, I had just the first step down from the ZV20 that he got. I had a 14-foot Lone Star that Mitch ended up buying.
Yeah, it's a 1955 with a 10-horse.
Oh, yeah. That's the 10-horse Honda that we talk about. Yeah, Rand. Yeah, I mean, you looked at it and it started.
1981.
Right. Me and Randy worked in the same area of town, so we ran into each other and got to know each other 20 years ago, and he's like, I like going fishing. I go, well, jump in. I got a 14-footer. Let's pack this thing in and let's roll.
But you guys have to see the visual, right? Like Randy's like, what are you, 6'5", 6'6"?
6'5".
So you stick Randy in a 14-foot boat in the front, and you're talking that bad boy is almost plowing under the water.
You know what we did? It worked out perfect for me because he sat in the front seat and it was able to drive the tiller.
That's
awesome. No, it was good times. And me and Randy have been friends since. And, you know, he started fishing tournaments a little while ago. But we fish the same waters during tournaments. And now he's fished some big tournaments.
Started fishing some big stuff, yeah.
Yep, so now he's graduating up the boat. Tell me the ZV, why you went with the 20 or how where you got and what it's equipped with and stuff.
Well, I went with the Nitro for quite a few reasons. There was a opportunity to join the state team with mm-hmm. Nitro.
For
Colorado.
Yeah,
I'm sponsored as a pro staff with Cabela's at the Thornton store,
mm-hmm.
and so management there helped me.
Congratulations,
yeah,
that's pretty
you.
Cool.
That is awesome.
Yeah, that's so, good times.
So management asked if I wanted to do that, and they helped me get this boat. It was a no brainer.
Yeah,
to go with this. There's a lot of things we could kind of just start off by just saying that the Nitro looks cool.
It does.
That boat is the design cool. on it is sick. It's got great lines. It's got a 100-inch beam, so it rides real flat. I don't have what are those called?
I don't know. You're telling the story.
The trim tabs.
Oh, okay.
Trim tabs. I didn't get trim tabs on it, but I was able to get a 2020 boat. with a Mercury 300 on it. They had a 9.9 kicker on it, Mercury. They loaded it with Hummingbird electronics. And
that's going to be awesome.
It's going to be fantastic.
What did you fish out of last year?
I fished out of a Ranger last year. Mm-hmm. It's a 619. It was a 19-foot Ranger.
So that's kind of one of the things that I've been back. I mean, Ranger's been in the business for a long time. Josh has a Ranger. Very good boat. The ZVs I'm thinking about. I know you have one. I know some other folks that commented they have ZVs. Really nice. You started fishing bigger tournaments. So Randy's fished local tournaments, kind of like all of us, a lot of the guys in the Colorado, Wyoming area. And then last year he started fishing up. Where all did you go? I don't remember what circuit you were.
Well, we fished the MWC last year. Okay. And we fished, we pre-fished the Illinois River. And then COVID hit.
Yeah.
And we got called off the water during pre-fishing because the governor closed down all the ramps. Mm-hmm. Then we ended up, a few months later, we ended up out at Lake Erie. And then we waited about a month, I guess, and then we hit Green Bay.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you what, Ranger, good boat. ZV should be able to handle all that. You going back this year to do it?
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be fishing. The Illinois River starts on, I think that's in March, mm-hmm. 2021. So that's the kickoff. The river fishing is a little bit different.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be fishing. My partner is going to be my 11-year-old son. So.
Really?
Yeah.
For how many?
All of the MWCs and all of the Colorado tournaments.
So, that's pretty cool.
Dude, that is awesome.
Yeah. He's excited. With COVID, we were able to try out the online learning. And his mom was like, let's just do that. So. she's letting him go with me.
Tell you what, the kid can fish too. So
he actually he's either really lucky or really good. he catches some big fish. I took him out to the fall brawl just a couple weeks ago, and he caught the biggest fish out of the boat. Nice. So
good for him. We fished with him from shore a couple times last year because we go night fishing in the fall usually with Randy and his boy, and it's a good time.
Yeah,
it's a good time. So, what questions do you have about the boat, Josh?
I really don't. I know that Nitro's, one of the good things about Nitro is they do have a ton of storage.
Yes.
And that's the big plus about a Nitro over maybe some of the other ones. As far as, Nitro sits a little higher in the water than the Ranger does. Mm-hmm. Sits a little higher than I think even the Skeeter. What do you think, Randy?
I think it does as well.
Yeah. So I think it's kind of got those high sides. So, it'll definitely be able to, handle Green Bay, Erie, 300 will move it pretty good. That's why Randy has to have his 11-year-old with him because anybody else weighs anymore. Yeah, if you had two Randys, the thing would go 24 miles an hour.
We're weighted at 1,100 pounds and six people. Two of me.
Hey, so this is a new boat, man. That is awesome. You said you had some Hummingbirds. You got a 9.9 kicker. How does it equipped? What do you got in this?
What do you have for electric?
I don't know. I haven't been all the way through the boat yet, so it's been.
Well, that's how new it is.
That's how new it is. I want to say that there was five or six batteries in there. It's with the Altera system.
They got the Altera
on the front. I went and saw the boat from a distance, and I said yes. The boat is fantastic. It's a blue. It's a new color. It's a blue.
I saw that.
It's a cool, fantastic color.
Is it blue and white, blue and silver?
Blue and silver.
Blue and silver.
Yeah, there's a little bit of black in there, so it just kind of pops with itself. But I've got a couple of things here that I kind of wanted to talk about with this Nitro, if you guys don't mind.
No. We want to hear about your boat and why selections, because there's other guys out here other than just me looking, and it's good to know what kind of comes with it and why selections are made.
Yeah, and one of the things it's a key component when you're trying to buy a boat, and that's the price. Mm-hmm. I think everybody looks at the price and they think, wow, with this boat fully equipped, it would have cost more than my first house. So
yeah, we talked about that in our last time.
This boat was completely, it was crazy.
I know.
Mitch had a trailer, so definitely more than his first house. Yeah,
the Greenpeace was. Yeah.
You could pull your trailer and your boat together.
You could have a long, like a triple.
Yeah. But one of the ways that they cut their prices on their boats is the fact that they build the majority of their components. They build their consoles, they build their fish, their live wells. most of that stuff is not, I mean, most of the stuff that's on the boat is not sourced out, so they're able to keep their costs down.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and that's, you know, it's one of their main draws for me was the price, obviously. They've got this rating through the National Marine Manufacturers Association. 6 years in a row, they've had the highest rating for customer satisfaction. I had no idea about this group previously, but I was, you know, I read about them and started looking. One of the other things that I mean, we talked about the storage, that rod storage alone, there's three different tiers of rod storage. Those rods up to 8 foot, and they taper their tubes so you don't get damage. Your tubes, your rods don't bounce around in the tube.
Oh, that's good.
Because they're tapered.
The live well systems too. What boat company? What was it? The one that made the anti-slosh ones?
The Vexus.
Vexus. What, did they do something like that with this too, where it was like a fully filled live well? I don't know. I can't remember. I was reading something about, I don't know.
You know,
and if
their,
you don't know, it's
on their
deal.
Live well, I'm not positive, but the design of their live well,
they're rounded. That's what
it's
it is.
Rounded, so you don't get heavy. I don't think you'd get a heavy smash.
That's what it was. Is that the live wells are actually rounded, yeah. So you don't get the same.
And they
type
have
of
a
wave.
They have a big divider in there. You can separate your your fish that way.
Your big fish and your little fish, Brad.
Yeah, big fish, nah. Little fish.
I never have a divider in there.
No,
because they're all
the little ones. Yeah, all the little ones go in there. Yeah. They all go in the same spot.
Josh is on fire again. Yeah. hey, so just so you know, Randy, don't pay any attention to him.
Okay.
Don't even look at him.
Yeah.
Yeah. As you can tell, Mitch and I have a hard time getting a breath in, you know, edgewise with Brad.
Well, you're not asking any questions.
Well, I'm just listening to you. I would really like to listen to Randy, but I keep listening to you.
Yeah. I'm going to keep talking, Randy, if you don't mind.
That's fine. Make this easier.
So anyway, when you start talking, I'm going to go again.
Okay.
We're thinking of changing the name to All Eyes on Brad.
Yes.
All Eyes on Brad. Yeah.
That would be perfect, especially for this episode.
Yeah.
Let's just make, hey, matter of fact, Randy, we're done. Yeah.
Thanks a bunch.
No, go ahead. You know what? Here's what's going to do. I'm looking at the clock. We're a little over 12 minutes. I'm not going to talk for a whole minute.
Oh,
go ahead. So if there's going to be some crazy silence in here, it's your fault. Go, Randy.
All Welcome right. to Brad's Corner. Tonight, I'm going to talk about Brad and crocheting.
So a couple different things about the construction that you should know. Colorado's can be kind of tough on boats on the hulls, and they do a hand-laid fiberglass hull. It's all woven fiberglass for strength, so that helps out in Colorado. Mm-hmm. We've got some rocks here. They do a chopped fiberglass with that as well for puncture resistance. I didn't know that. That's pretty important for durability on that boat. Those big waters with, you know, some of the waves we were fishing, I'd say the biggest I was in was somewhere 5 to 7 foot, and those boats, they were taking the chop pretty well. I watched some kids take off from Huron, Ohio, and they drove that boat all the way down to Lorain, which is a half hour by car. I'm not sure exactly how many nautical miles it is, but they did that in a pretty good storm. So they came back, they had smiles on their face, they had big fish. So,
well, that's the one thing I noticed when we're on the big water is you have to be able to, whatever boat you're in has to be able to go full blast on a 2.5 footers. I mean, you have to be able to just blast right through them. I mean, and not be worried about it. Like here, you get into some kind of medium waves and, you know, you slow down because a lot of them are boat produced, right? They're produced by the, you know, ski boats or whatever. So you have to slow down because if not, you'll take air. But I've noticed with the chop and the rollers on the bigger waters that, I mean, when we were on, you know, Escanaba, it was, I mean, you just got to go. You just go, and it's like, okay, I hope it doesn't beat us to death, you know, and we end up gluing.
Glad we're in your boat.
Yeah, we end up gluing my windshield back on in the Walmart parking lot after the second day, but, you know, I mean, but that you have to, so it has to be able to do that.
Yeah, so. They have to be able to take that. We can continue with the nitro. We're at four, you know. We're
fine. Just keep rolling.
The fuel capacity is one of the other things. It's a 55-gallon fuel tank.
Nice.
That's a big tank. Driving, you know, some of the bigger tournaments, you can travel for upwards an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, sometimes longer. There was guys in the last tournament we fished out of Erie. they fished. They left about the same time we did. They did 2.5 hours to a spot and fished for about an hour and came back.
We went an hour.
I know, and that was forever.
Did they find their big fish here after?
They did. They actually won that tournament. They had, I think, 46 pounds that day with five fish. So.
I tell you what.
That's nice. Brad and I got talk. That's huge.
Brad and I got shut down when we fished Green Bay because our gas tank wasn't big enough to go where the bigger fish were, right?
Yeah.
Where they're pre-fishing and everything. But that was always the thing that is such a gutsy move for a tournament fisherman is you're going to ride that boat for 2.5 hours to fish for an hour, to turn around and run her 2.5 hours back. Yeah. That's a lot of running. So, hopefully the fish are there.
You get any weather in between. I mean, if it picks up, like we went out, we went an hour we went 63 miles in an hour. And you're sweating it on the way back because first off, gas, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we wide open for an hour and then we trolled all day, but then coming back is, you know, if you get any sort of breeze or anything that pops up halfway through the day, you have to start making your way back because it's going to take you, that hour could take you 2.5.
Yeah, you never know.
So that was the big thing.
We did at Green Bay, we went to Chamberlain Island, or Chambers Island, I guess is what it's called. Mm-hmm. We went out there. It's 12 miles off the shore
where the Fox River comes in, or no?
No, I don't remember the river that we were. I think it was the Oconto River.
Okay. That one's further south than we were. Think. Yeah,
but we were fishing out of Marinette.
Wisconsin, way further.
So, pretty far north. But those waves started coming in, and you know we had an hour and a half to fish, and we decided it was time to call it. And we were in that 19 footer. That was the other thing. I didn't want to go any smaller than a 20. Mm-hmm. I watched the 20s pass us. We were doing 25, 28 miles an hour on the way back, and that was it. I mean, I don't think our kidneys or our backs would have taken
that's the crazy part.
But those guys in the 20s were just taken right over the top of the water, and
it's huge.
It was huge.
You get up on top. I mean, you have to get up on top. If you don't, you slow down. You start to get in the swells, and it kills you.
Yeah.
So, are you doing any sort of speaking of backs and rides? Are you doing smooth move seats or any sort of something like that?
Yeah, I've got it's an air ride seat in there. And once again, I haven't really been in the boat, so I'm not exactly positive what the seat is. It's got a. We have a picture of it, but it's got the adjustment dial right between your legs
So it has a shock.
Big shock.
Yeah, that's huge.
So
same concept as a smooth move.
You'll notice. It's stock.
I'm not sure what the brand
is. Nitro, isn't it?
I'm not positive. I think it may have.
Is
may
it
have been.
Is
I don't.
Style?
I don't know.
I think so. I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
It's available.
Yeah, you can get it.
Well, let's talk about what's running it.
Yeah, I want to hear about this 300.
Yeah, since all of our options for motors are down to like 3, I want to hear about the.
So let me tell you, I was a little bit nervous about talking about the motor tonight, so I contacted Mercury and I spoke to their number one guy today, and he kind of gave me some pointers and tips.
Perfect, love to hear
what we needed to know. He said, "Just I'm going to be running the Mercury Pro XS 300 on my boat. That's a." It's a big motor for me. That's a huge step up from the 125 that I had on my last boat. So I'm excited about it. But the first thing that I wanted to talk about with that is the power. It's a 4.6 liter V8 that they've got 32 valve dual overhead cam in it. So
that sounds
big. It's a hot rod.
Yeah, it's a 279 cubic inch motor. It's a big motor. Spools up. Into power, and it has that power curve, and it gets there rapid, so you don't have to kind of mess around. So that increases your fuel efficiency as well. It's a bigger motor, so there's greater displacement, and what that means is basically the engine doesn't have to work as hard to produce torque and horsepower, and it increases your torque between 12% and 15%. So
really,
well, that was the goal of that Pro XS. Yeah. Pro XS is they came out with that because you know the Verado was great, but the Verado got everything they got because of turbo.
Yeah.
And so they wanted that Pro XS to be torquey like the Rudes.
The Rudes, yeah.
And so what they did is that Pro XS is their four-stroke version of basically the two-stroke Evinrude to give it the torque to be able to get up quick, get those bigger boats out. I mean, that's awesome. Thing.
Yeah, they were.
I didn't know it increased the percentage that much.
Yeah, they were saying that a lot of the two-stroke guys are converting over.
Yeah.
The second thing that I looked at was the weight. For the performance. So basically, the dry weight of that motor is 505 pounds for that big motor. So lighter weight all the way around increases fuel.
See, that's the thing that always gets weird, even talking about that. Usually when you're stepping up in engines, you have to compensate because it gets so heavy.
Yeah.
But it sounds like that's, I mean, 500 pounds heavy, but not for that much power.
No.
No, that's good.
I mean, I checked the comparables on the Yamaha just for example, and that's 562 pounds. So
that's huge.
That's Yamaha's knock, though. Yamaha's always been heavy. That's always been there. You know, that's always been their knock, is they're a bigger motor. Yamaha or Honda was the same way. Honda, that's kind of why Honda faded out, is they were so hip, so big, and so heavy. Mm-hmm. So I think they're all trying to get back down to where Merck is to compete.
Why not? Because
the two strokes were much less, and so that was the big thing. But
mm-hmm. You look with the weight, you're also looking at a higher top speed. Mercury rates that motor at 64 miles per hour on, I think it's sea level.
Yeah, that's where they run.
And then they average at a 5.1 miles per gallon at 29 miles per hour.
That's real good.
Yeah, that's really good.
Matter of fact, me and Josh, we had to pull up the conversion when we were coming back with the amount of gallons that we had left, because we were running so hard for so long that when we got about a mile out of where the check-in was, we started running out of gas. And we were like, we're going to maybe make it. Right when we pulled into the cove, the big engine died.
We pulled into the channel to come in and check in.
We just getting checked in. The big engine, no more. No more gas. Little engine, we got some in the hose.
Basically cruised in on the kicker.
So that's huge because we were getting, I think we figured it out. We had to drop it down in speed a little bit.
We did the first day. Remember the second day, the curve was actually up and down. So you and I figured it at, I can't remember how many miles
it was.
It was
like 42 miles an hour. Something. Gave us,
but we were getting
optimal.
Killed. People were passing us left and right, we'd had enough of that shit. So on the second day, we opened it up, and actually the curve went back up to better fuel efficiency.
Yeah, when you're running wide open throttle, they say that this...
Is that like 5,800 RPM then, I'm assuming? Right around there, because that's usually where they're targeting that.
You know, I don't know that. I don't know the exact RPM on wide open for that, but I think that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was 54. But
that's how they've designed the engine to run the most efficient.
That's a sweet engine, though.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. The one thing you have to do and get ready, is you're going to become one of those prop crazies, right? Because everybody rolls through props trying to figure out their right prop, and you are at a disadvantage because you're going to come from
different
altitude to sea
level.
So we changed props when we got there. Actually, I changed up right before we left, but you're going to, especially because it's a new motor to you, going to have to bring a whole truckload of props.
Well, Nitro actually provided a second prop for that motor.
Oh, good. That's perfect. Yeah, because now you can alleviate that issue.
We'll figure something out.
Hey, we're getting close on time, so give us one more thing about the Mercury engine or the ZV, whatever you want to talk about.
This is the great part for me, this 85 amp alternator on this motor.
Oh, no shit.
So on a wide open throttle, that battery net charge is 60 amps. So that's pretty huge. And at 600 RPM, you're at 25 amps. The motor is equipped with a battery voltage measure, I guess.
Regulator.
Mm-hmm. And when it notices that the batteries are depleted, it will increase your RPM to charge your batteries.
Really?
So it's
like a smart charge.
It's almost like a smart motor.
Does Hummingbird talk to Mercury? Were your graphs, because I know Lowrance talks to the Evinrudes. Will the Hummingbird talk to the Mercury? Do you know?
Probably sent me a left.
In December, I have the Hummingbird rep coming out to talk to me about how to run my boat.
Yeah. Are you going to go with the big ones like the 5-inch?
No.
Brad's got 2 5-inches.
Yeah, I put 25-inches all over it.
Yeah. I have 2 12-inches and a 10-inch on the bow.
That ought to do.
Yeah. That'll do.
That'll work.
But what that means ultimately is that you can stop with the weight. You don't have to have so many batteries in there because your motor's picking up on your voltage, so it'll
help and recharge during the day.
Yeah. Man, I tell you what, I appreciate you sharing that information with us. ZV, I'm excited about I know I'm going to be riding in your boat. So that's pretty cool. And you know what I want to do is I want to get in that 300 because Josh is all about speed and I want to say bye-bye.
Well, from what he's saying, we'll be pretty close to about the same. Yeah, he'll be a couple yeah, miles per hour.
Yes, he will. Yeah, and that's all we need is a couple.
It'll be about a couple. They have almost the exact same specs.
Yes, Randy, so. I tell you, I've always, you know, ever since I was a kid, it's pretty obvious to me that your boat's only as good as your motor. Absolutely. And I'm a Mercury guy, so yeah. I love your boat, just knowing it's got a Merc on the back.
And you look at the resale, and the Mercury motors are so well known that the resale value, I mean,
yeah,
it's there. So
it is. Well, from everybody at All Eyes on Fishing, I want to thank Randy for joining us in on this and help shed some light on the ZV and the Mercury 300. Sounds like you're getting a great package. We appreciate your spending the day with us. And from everybody at All Eyes on Fishing, have a great night.
This has been All Eyes on Fishing. Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to The Next Level. You can hear longer podcasts and more information on all of your favorite topics. And check us out at alleyesonfishing.com for apparel, blogs, and other information. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. All Eyes on Fishing, leading you to the next level.